Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guest on President's Day, an apropos day to think about the presidency. And one of the chief advisors, I guess, slash surrogates out there for Mayor Michael Bloomberg is a former mayor, two-term mayor of Philadelphia, Mayor Michael Nutter, back on home turf with us. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Dom. It's been a little while. That's a hell of a intro for your show. I thought I was at a concert or something. I mean, what in the world is that?
That's true. Well, we don't have Bloomberg. Well, we don't have you. I don't know if you'll be spinning for the mayor. They're not spinning. You know what I mean? Spinning in a entertainment sense.
Pushing play on a playlist?
Yes. Yes, because you're very good at that.
I might send you one because I have a headache now. I need an Advil or something.
Well, you feel free to give us your musicology. Yeah. I've always had that. It's been on for like 10 years. You're just more attuned to it today. So, I guess so. Yeah, let's start off with kind of a close shot before we get to 3-point range of the areas of critical area. The big one that I think is substantive with Mayor Bloomberg. There's a lot of talk we had on the national spokesperson last week about investing in minority communities if he wins the election. So,
Who did you have on last week? I'm sorry.
Sabrina Singh. Sabrina Singh, Mr. Mayor. And she talked to some degree about that. But since you actually ran a city where the poverty rate is incredible, you can talk more fully about that. What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So, obviously, I didn't hear the interview last week, but one of the areas that Mike has highlighted, and if you haven't had a chance, certainly you and or your listeners, the speech that Mike made a couple weeks back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we unveiled the Greenwood Initiative. Dom, I'm sure you're familiar with Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the tragedies that happened there back in 1921. Thriving black community in Tulsa burned to the ground by, at the time, whites who were angry and upset about what the folks were doing to take care of themselves. Mike was really affected, I'll say, by that story, and decided to announce our efforts to specifically focus on black wealth or the lack thereof, home ownership, business development, and quite honestly, the robbing of black wealth in the United States of America, certainly going back to slavery, as well as a variety of discriminatory actions, some in law and some enforced by violence in the country over time. And so this is about creating 1 million new black homeowners. As you well know, Don, for many people, home ownership is not only a wealth builder, but something that can be transferred down the family line. 100,000 new black-owned businesses with employees. I mean, these are, you know, organizations, entities, companies that are employing people, putting folks to work, but also, again, creating black wealth. And then the plan to triple black wealth in a 5 to 10 year period. Again, you know that there are significant differences between, if anybody is average these days, but when you look at the data, the wealth gap between African Americans and whites in the United States of America continues to grow. People start off literally, you know, way back in the race and find it very, very difficult to catch up. Mike wants to invest $70 billion in about 100 communities across the United States of America that have the kinds of challenges, you made reference to it, the kinds of challenges that a city like Philadelphia has, the highest poverty rate of the 10 largest cities in America. So that's the Greenwood Initiative. And it's up on the website, and you can read more and more of the details
there. Now, the thing he's being criticized for, and I was on Inside Story, and I'll tell you how I characterize the stop and frisk thing. I know that you are or were, and I want to put words in your mouth, a supporter. I am too. I think you brought in Commissioner Ramsey, who is not somebody who was doing what Mike Bloomberg said stop and frisk was in that interview, or what you should do, throwing people against the wall. He calls it Ohio stops, which is constitutional. So I just saw a man here in Bloomberg, and I see this, you've seen over the weekend, and there's a lot of heavy lifting now, some of the stuff he said over the time. Someone who, what I really was incensed about and said it, Mayor, and I support stop and frisk, how casual he was about this. And to me, that gives aid and comfort to the enemies of protecting lives by what I think stop and frisk can be. We have the farmers thing that this tape that's out there today with him, and any number of other things where this man is incredibly condescending. I don't think you're that type of politician. And, you know, when you rise to the presidential level, being condescending is a thing that. You know, I don't think we like, most people are more guarded about it. Yeah. A lot of them are condescending, but this is amazing. So how do you explain that?
Yeah, a couple things. Well, so you got a, you know, a couple questions in there. First and foremost, the tape that came out, I guess that was probably last Monday or Tuesday, Mike's comments with regard to stop and frisk. I mean, those were just insensitive and inappropriate, and do not reflect the kind of empathy and commitment and dedication that I've experienced personally with Mike regarding public safety. He is actually a great champion of public safety and made New York during his tenure, the safest big city in the United States of America. The fact of the matter is about 600, well, over 600 homicides a year in New York when Mike came into office. You know, Dom, that the unfortunately the vast majority of victims of homicide are black and brown men. And Mike thought that their lives mattered and that he needed to do something about it. So he's on that path. At the same time, the police department, some of the officers, because I don't paint with a broad brush, some of the officers were not following the law, abusing the authority that they have, and either targeting individuals or targeting groups of people.
Let me interrupt. Let me interrupt, Mr. Mayor.
That,
okay, we're in agreement.
Mike,
let me interrupt, though, but he's the one that was casually endorsing all this stuff.
Yeah, so as I said, the tape, which was post office, I believe, 2015. Again, I cannot say it in more strong terms that it was inappropriate comments. You know, I wasn't there. I don't know the environment. But in any event, inappropriate, insensitive, and are just wrong. But again, based on my experience with him over 12 years, I've never heard him talk about things in that way. And his commitment to public safety is in direct contrast to any of those comments.
Okay. Now, the big issue to me, Laura Ingraham talks about that, Mr. Mayor, and I'm not sure this is an area that's come up a lot, though, that I'm troubled by, is Mayor Bloomberg's connection to Red China. We played the PBS interview or part of it when he was asked about climate and Red China. Allegedly, we don't know, the wealth is so vast, how much of it's connected there. I think President Trump has taken the right course on this. And for a first-term president, it was politically dangerous. It could have slowed the economy pushing back. I see them as the enemy of freedom in the world. I know we have to deal with them and all that. But what do you say to these objections? Serious people, not just people taking shots, that say this is troubling, this connection with China. What's the campaign? What's his view on China?
So I I'm sure I've not heard Ms. Ingram's direct comments. What did she say?
That Mr. Mayor, that this is a substantive issue, really. This isn't just the nonsense that sometimes we see in presidential campaigns that go away. This is a quintessential issue, and his ties here with China are deep. That PBS interview with Margaret Hoover, where he claimed the guy running it is not a dictator, they have to answer to constituents. They're coming around on climate. I got to say, I don't see any of that. What do you see on the inside? Is that his view?
Well, I've not had a China-related conversation with Mike. What I do know is that should he become president of the United States of America, he will, of course, divest all of his interests and ties with regard to Bloomberg LP, which is the company he created, a worldwide company, 20-plus thousand employees across the country and around the world. China, obviously, a pretty complicated place. They've got, serious air quality, water quality, and infrastructure issues. And anything that they do on climate is, certainly would be helpful given how big China is. But again, it's hard for me to comment on something that I did not hear Ms. Ingram say.
Okay. Parting question for you. Will the mayor be in the debate on Wednesday night? And what's the decision making there about being in it or not being in it?
Well, it's not our decision. It's actually the DNC's decision. As you know, there have been debates going on since last summer. The DNC has had an escalating series of rules changes since last year. They've had actually five different rules changes. The most recent one, A, was not done for us, and B, unless something significant has happened this morning, we still do not qualify. Obviously we're not participating in the early states, but there is a provision that allows if you have 10% recognition in four different national polls, you can participate in the debate. I have three polls that show us at 10% or more, and we're hopeful you can qualify up to the day before the debate. We're hopeful to be on the debate stage, but it is not our decision. Mike wants the debate.
Okay.
We would love to be on the debate stage on Wednesday, but it really is the DNC's decision based on, for us, the four national polls showing that we qualify.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. I do hope you'll come back again. There's certainly a lot to talk about, and we'll work on the music.
Yeah, I'm going to be. I'm going to spend some significant time working on different some different intro music for you, and I'm going to go get an aspirin right now. So I'll see you later, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Mayor Michael Nutter here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.